Something Historic is Coming, reads one of the billboards that sits in front of the construction site. Tazza Park off Grey Eagle Drive and Weasel Head Road in Calgary had a groundbreaking ceremony on August 31st for two new anchor tenants, Metro Ford and Big Four Motors. Tazza Park, owned and operated by the Tsuut'ina on their territory, is one of three villages in the Tazza development. It will accommodate 25 million square feet of commercial, retail, entertainment, residential, light industrial, and other uses developed over the coming decades. A Costco was the first anchor tenant. The two motor companies will occupy a 75,000 square foot space and will be located on 8 acres of land overlooking Tsuut'ina. It will include 44 service and detailing bays and 13 vehicle electrical charging stations. It will be built with sustainable features that reflect the territory of the nation, reducing energy consumption and emissions. The day started off with a drum circle with performances by the Tsuut'ina powwow dancers and a prayer given by Tsuut'ina elder Gerald Megunes. He explained in English what he was going to pray about.
I'm going to pray for you people that you are here for a purpose, and that the dream and the teamwork that you have done with Tazza have come to pass. It's not the only time things like this are going to happen, but with that, what I pray for is for a happy trip for the people that's going to work on this land to be safe, for their families, for the people that enjoy, or the foreman, or the bosses over these big things. Because Wallace asking, we're born of God, to use this land for a good purpose.
Quote, partnering with Tsuut'ina First Nation, this venture is another great way to move toward reconciliation and economic prosperity for the nation, unquote, said Bryce Starlight, vice president of the Tazza Development Corporation.
It's always a bit of a slippery slope when we talk about economic reconciliation, the development. As much as we see what we're doing as aligning with economic reconciliation, we also have to be fully aware that this development has to benefit Tsuut'ina and can't just be a martyr or a flag or a standard bearer for every initiative. So while we do look at the lessons and all of that, we also have to remember that this development has to take care of Tsuut'ina members and has to be economical. It has to look for ways to improve consistently, and that's a challenge and a goal that Tazza and Tsuut'ina and the partners that we bring to the table are all willing to invest in.
Jerry Wood is from Wood Automotive Group and Big Four Motors. Quote, this is a new era, the time for a meaningful partnership, unquote, he said in his opening remarks. He said the company looks forward to doing their part on the opening of Big Four at Tazza Park. Metro Ford President Reg Pattermore says he is looking forward to working with the community.
I think that Metro Ford and Big Four moving into this community will bring an opportunity to get to know the people of Tsuut'ina better. Also to, as you well know, we've encouraged and got Keegan Starlight to do our new logo. So we're already employing people of Tazza. And we look forward to walking together and prospering together in this new community.
Keegan Starlight was asked to do the Thunderbird logo for Metro Ford and tells us its meaning.
It represents is like the knowledge and then the people and then the opportunity.
Keegan is looking forward to the future and the development and relationship with the motor companies.
I think it's a great opportunity for everybody that's involved. I mean, even with the nation members, you know, the opportunities are kind of few and far between when it comes to reservations. But I mean, with all these new tenants coming in and the new Tazza Park districts, I think it's going to be great. You know, like people are going to have so much more to look forward to in the future, not just with us, but with my kids and their kids' kids.
A future pedestrian-friendly market street will further enhance the development for shopping, dining, and social activities. The plaza is slated to open September 2022. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.